This is Nursing in America. Each week we speak with Filipino nurses who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream. This is the second part of a two-part episode, so make sure you go back and listen to part one first.
We're going to be talking about the mechanics, that we'll be talking about what are the differences, how does the score works, where can I take it, what is the availability of results, how do I pay it, what is the cost of the exams. And we're going to be bringing in Brian and Grace. Brian from Niners is joining us. Welcome, Brian.
Thank you for having me.
Great to have you here. And Grace from Swoosh is joining us. Welcome, Grace.
Thanks, Tanya. Hi. Hello, Brian. Nice to be here.
Hi there. Welcome to our two partners, our esteemed partners, Niners and Swoosh English, who are going to tell us a little bit more in depth about the mechanics of how these exams work. So we're going to be comparing the IELTS to the OET and the Pearson PTE. We're going to be talking about the locations, what are the places where with the test centers for OET and Pearson PTE. We're going to be talking about the availability of test dates. We're going to be talking about the availability of results, how quickly you'll get the results from these exams. We're going to be talking about how you pay it and what the costs and how those differ. Lots of different questions about the actual mechanics of the exams. But let's start off with Grace and Brian just giving a brief introduction about themselves and about Swoosh and Niners. Let's start with Grace. Ladies first.
Thank you, Tanya. So hi, everyone. If you don't know me already, I'm Grace and I am the academic manager at Swoosh English. So at Swoosh, we are an online exam preparation academy and we focus on preparing candidates for the IELTS, the OET and the PTE exam. So this announcement is very exciting for us because we have been preparing students for these exams for a long time. So it's great that it's going to be available to so many more people now.
Thank you, Grace. And as Meredith said earlier and Gary shared, this just gives healthcare workers choice. So that's really what the bottom line is. And it's really about educating yourself about that choice and seeing what's the best fit for you. Brian, do you want to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian. I'm one of the lecturers of 9.09er IELTS Review and Tutorial Center. I've been teaching IELTS for the past 12 years and PTE, I guess, since 2015. I am also a certified OET trainer, and I've actually taken both the IELTS and the PTE, and in both occasions, I got perfect marks in the IELTS and also in the PTE. So I think I'm in the proper position to talk about these two examinations since I have actually personally sat these tests and have actually scored pretty high. 9.09er delivers different test preparation programs for various English examinations, including IELTS, OET, and PTE, the precise exams that we're going to talk about today.
Thank you, Brian. We are very excited to have both Niners and Swoosh English on the panel today to talk more about the mechanics. So I think let's start with Grace, how the Pearson PTE is different from the IELTS exam. Go ahead, Grace.
Thanks, Tanya. The main difference, or one of the biggest differences between PTE and IELTS, is that the PTE is entirely computer-based. So there is no human interaction during the test whatsoever. So whereas, for example, in the IELTS test, the speaking part is done as an interview with another person, with an examiner, the PTE is different because you speak into a microphone, the computer records all of your answers, and all of your answers are assessed by artificial intelligence. So some people might prefer to take the PTE because of that lack of human interaction if they prefer just a computer-based test. But of course, both options are available for IELTS as well. Another difference is the amount of time it takes to register, take the test, and get your results. So as you can see here, the registration time for PTE is only 48 hours before. So you can register for the exam 48 hours in advance, take the test, and then your results are delivered within 2 days. So whereas the IELTS, it's a little bit longer. It's about 3 to 5 days for the computer-based test, or up to 13 days if you take the paper test. The results for PTE are delivered relatively quickly. Another difference between them is that they are scored a little bit differently. So those of you who are familiar with IELTS will know that they have a scoring system from 1 to 9, whereas the PTE uses a score range of 10 to 90, sorry. So actually they do break down the scores a little bit more in PTE to get quite specific numbers coming out of that. Let's see what else. Oh, another difference is that the PTE is a little bit shorter at 2 hours, and that is taken in one sitting, whereas the IELTS is a bit longer at 2 hours and 45 minutes, and the speaking test is done separately and can actually be scheduled on a different day. So really, we can see if we look at the differences that the PTE does seem to be a much quicker process in some ways. So we can see that IELTS has 4 subtests. It's divided into reading, writing, listening, and speaking. Whereas the PTE, it's 3 tests. So speaking and writing is done together. And then we have reading and listening. And one thing I would mention about the PTE is that some of the sections test integrated skills. So that means that you might be doing the listening section, but you're actually being tested on your listening and your writing, perhaps. So PTE does have that integrated skills element, whereas IELTS just tests one skill at a time.
I think you've got everything here, Grace, on the difference between the IELTS and the PTE. Grace can maybe take us quickly through the, the difference in terms of the other parameters for the IELTS and PTE.
Right. So yes, if we think more about the exam content, then IELTS and PTE are relatively similar in that they both contain academic content. And it's you're practicing and demonstrating your use of English in real life academic context. So in that respect, they are quite similar. And I'll let Brian talk about how OET is quite different in that respect. Now, the scoring requirements, I can see a lot of people have been asking about the scoring requirements in the chat. So with IELTS, if you are familiar with that, you are required to get an overall score of 6.5 with a 7 in speaking. If we take a look at PTE, it's requiring an overall score of 55, but also saying no section below 50. So you do get an individual score for each section as well as an overall score. So these are the scores that you would be required to achieve. Now, I think we've talked about the human interaction. So yes, in IELTS, you do have to actually speak to a person. If you prefer not to do that, then PTE might be for you because your speaking skills are assessed by a computer. Now, the remarking policy. So if after you've taken your test, you want to get a section remarked, with IELTS, you can request remarking within six weeks, of the test date. Whereas for PTE, it's within 14 days of receiving your results. So just make sure that you're familiar with those policies for the exam that you're taking. And finally, who is it for? Well, the IELTS is traditionally considered to be quite a comprehensive test of your English, and it is widely accepted by many institutions worldwide. I would say that PTE might be better for you if you prefer a relatively short and entirely computer-based test that you take in one sitting. I would highly recommend that you take a look at both of them, have a go at a practice test, and see which format you prefer, because really you're the one who's got to make this decision at the end of the day.
Yeah, it really is a very individual decision. Before we move on to the OET and how that differs from the IELTS, and Brian's going to take us through that, Grace, if you can just share with us just some of the options of the test centers and cost and payment.
Okay, yes. IELTS has got a large number of test centers, 1,200 centers in 140 countries. PTE has 250 test centers worldwide. When you compare these numbers, you can obviously see that IELTS does have more test centers, but I wouldn't let that put you off the PTE. Do your research and find out where your nearest test center is, because there might be one very close to you. The cost of the exam is quite similar, so $218 or $220 for the IELTS, $220 for the PTE, so very similar in that respect. And payment options for the IELTS would be a bank deposit or credit card, whereas for PTE, it just accepts credit card. So there you can see the more logistical side of the exam.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses from all over the world to work in healthcare facilities here in the USA. If you are interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com/application. On with the show.
So, Brian, let's talk a little bit more about the OET and the mechanics of the OET, about the overall differences between the IELTS and the OET, and Brian's going to take us through that now.
Well, generally, IELTS and OET are not very different when it comes to the receptive skills, particularly for listening and reading. They're also very similar when it comes to the type of examinations, because we have IELTS on paper and IELTS on computer. And just the same in OET, we also have OET on paper and OET on computer. So there's a computer delivered version and also a paper edition for both IELTS and the OET. So very similar to each other, unlike the PTE, which is only computer delivered. Now, when it comes to the registration time, you need to register for IELTS at least 4 days prior to your examination. IELTS is in high demand, so there are a lot of people who are taking IELTS, whereas for OET, there are not really a lot of test dates, so you have to book your examination at least 3 weeks ahead for you to secure a slot or an appointment for the test. So in that regard, IELTS is actually something that you can more easily book in comparison to OET, because you will have to wait 3 weeks before you can book another examination for OET. That's also quite disadvantageous when it comes to resitting, because you will not be able to resit the examination as soon as possible if you want to get your test results much faster. Now, for the test validity, at least for IELTS and OET, they're both valid for 2 years. PTE is also valid for 2 years. So I think all of the English examinations, including TOEFL, are valid for 2 years. So there's not really much difference here. And when it comes to the exam duration, this is actually where it differs. IELTS is for 2 hours and 45 minutes with a 15 or 11 to 14 minute speaking test, whereas the OET is for 3 hours with a 20 minute speaking component. Now, what's different is that sometimes in IELTS, you will have to take the examination on two separate occasions. Sometimes you have to take the examination on two separate days, one for your speaking test and one for your written exams, particularly for paper-delivered IELTS. Whereas when you're taking computer-delivered IELTS, sometimes you have to take everything in a single sitting. And in OET, usually the test is administered within a day, so everything happens within a single day. Usually the morning sessions will be for listening, reading, and writing, and the speaking component will be in the afternoon. Now, the score ranges from 1 to 9 for IELTS, 9 being the highest and 1 being the lowest. But for OET, it's between 0 and 500. And actually, there are letter equivalents for the numerical scores that you're going to be given in OET. At least for the US, the requirement is somewhere close to B and C plus. So that's between 300 and 340 for C plus, and 350 and above up to 440 will be a B. So I think that's a little complicated, because they have the numerical scores and they also have the letter scores. Okay, so you just have to convert your score to the letter scores so that you will know whether you qualify for the US. For the sections, there are actually 4 sections in both the IELTS and the OET, quite different from the PTE, in which there are integrated components. For IELTS and OET, they're very similar. Listening, reading, writing, and speaking are the 4 components of the test. But I would have to say that the difference here is the context. I'll talk about that in a bit. The listening and reading tests of IELTS and the OET are very similar to each other. The writing and speaking components are a bit different. Now, the availability of the test results will be within 13 days prior or after, your paper-delivered IELTS test, or 3 to 5 days, much faster, for the computer-delivered test. But for OET, it's between 14 and 16 days, usually. So it's a bit longer compared to the amount of time that you will have to wait for your test results to be released for IELTS. This is actually where it differs, largely, I would say, because IELTS is a general exam. So it can be in the academic or social context or an everyday kind of context in which the kinds of passages or listening recordings that you will be encountering are very relatable because there are probably things that you'll get to hear or read when you're already outside the country living in a foreign country. Whereas in the OET, everything is medical related or in the healthcare context. This might actually be advantageous to people who are exposed to the medical environment because definitely they can relate better to the passages and to the extracts. And they will find it a bit more interesting, in my personal opinion, because the passages and the extracts that they're going to listen to or read are actually very much related to or very connected to their professions. Now, when it comes to the score requirements for nurses in the USA, as recently announced, it's a 6.5 overall band score for IELTS and a 7 in the speaking component. Whereas for OET, it should be a grade of C+ for reading, writing, and listening, and a grade of B for speaking. Now, the reason for this is there's no overall score for OET. You only get individual scores for each one of the subtests and no overall score. So you get C+ for reading, writing, and listening, and B for speaking because there's no overall score. In both IELTS and OET, there will definitely be some kind of human interaction, unlike the PTE, in which everything is going to be graded by the computer. In speaking, for example, for IELTS, you will be talking to an examiner, will be the one to assess your performance for the speaking examination. Whereas when you're taking OET, you're going to be talking to an interlocutor. Now, this person does not award a score to the candidate. Instead, the interlocutor facilitates the entire conversation, and the recording is the one that's going to be assessed by the examiners who are based in Melbourne, Australia. So all of the recordings are going to be sent over to Melbourne, Australia, and they're going to be assessed by examiners there, but certainly there will be some sort of personal interaction with another person when you're taking the IELTS or OET. IELTS takes on an interview for speaking, whereas in OET it's going to be a role play, and you will be assuming the role of the healthcare provider, whereas the person that you're going to talk to is going to be an interlocutor, is going to assume the role of the patient.
Okay, thank you, Brian.
Well, a lot of our students are very interested to find out if they're able to have remarking for both the IELTS or OET. And yes, it is possible to challenge your scores. For IELTS, you have a window period of up to 6 weeks after you take the examination. But for OET, you have to do it as quickly as 72 hours after the release of the results. So you need to file for remarking much sooner if you're taking OET. So definitely, who are going to benefit from taking the IELTS? Those people, perhaps, who want to go abroad and want to take a general examination, a very comprehensive test for their English proficiency, and who want to take an examination that is accepted by literally all the countries in the world and all agencies and all institutions, because IELTS is more widely acceptable compared to other examinations. Whereas the OET is very beneficial for healthcare professionals who wish to work or who wish to live in an English-speaking country, because the content of the examination is more relevant to them.
Okay. And then lastly, just a little bit of information about the logistics.
Well, when we talk about the logistics, IELTS is definitely the best examination out of the three. When it comes to the locations, there are over 1,200 locations or test centers in more than 140 countries. In OET, we only have 160 worldwide. In fact, here in the Philippines, there are not really a lot of test centers for OET. So some of our students will have to travel from one place to another just to take the OET. So you have to check if there's a test center that's available near you when you're taking the OET, because there are more limited locations where the OET is being offered. Now, when it comes to the cost, and this is probably a lot, this is a very controversial topic, and a lot of people want to know how much the examination is going to be. While the IELTS and the PTE are almost the same in price, OET is significantly more expensive. It's $587 Australian dollars, or when converted to US dollars, around $400 US. So that's quite expensive. It's almost twice the price of the IELTS. And you can pay for the IELTS through test centers. And here in the Philippines, for example, they accept bank deposits. And you can also use your credit card or PayPal to pay for your examination, depending on the test center. Whereas the OET requires a credit card for payment.
Okay, so Brian, that gives a very good comprehensive overview of the differences between the OET and the IELTS. But I want to finish off with one question, and that is to both Grace and to Brian, is to say, what would you say to any nurse or any healthcare worker and saying, okay, this is all very interesting information, but what does it mean for me, Grace?
I think really we've mentioned this a few times today. The biggest thing it means for you is you now have choice. And it's really important that you know what to do now that you have that choice. So as we've mentioned, go onto each of the websites and take a practice test. Think about all of the things that we've mentioned today, the differences, the similarities. Decide what's best for you. Once you've decided, okay, I'm going to take, for example, the PTE, make sure you find yourself some support, make sure that you've got some teachers giving you feedback, helping support you through your preparation and getting you where you need to be. But yeah, just keeping yourself informed of all of the differences and similarities, I think, is the best thing that you can do for yourself. And hopefully we've helped a little bit today.
Thank you, Grace. And as you said, hopefully a little bit today, there's going to be a lot more to come on Onwards and Upwards, helping you to decide between these exams, what is the best choice for you. Brian, what is your advice?
Well, I would want to echo what Grace said. Now, there's like plenty of options for our nurses, and they can choose whatever examination will suit their learning style or their testing style. And this is very important because sometimes one examination might not work out for you, and there might be a different examination that might be better for you. Maybe you're not the kind of person who likes to write on paper and you want to take a computer-delivered or computer-based examination, and it will all differ depending on your preferences. My best advice for you is, no matter what high-stakes English examination you're taking, be it IELTS, OET, or PTE that you have chosen, you prepare for it. Because if you want to get a good score and be able to land a job, immigrate to a foreign country, and change your life, these are just English examinations, but they can be life-changing, and you don't want to shatter your dreams. Prepare for your examination. Train hard for your examination. The reason that I've gotten very good scores in my English examinations is that I prepared really well, and I prepared ruthlessly for these examinations. And I also want you to have that kind of mindset when you're taking the examination, because these are just English exams, but they can change your life for the better.
Thank you. Thank you, Brian. Very valuable advice as well and guidance. This has been such a fabulous show. It is so exciting for nurses to be able to have this choice. Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.
If you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and hit the follow button on your podcast player and leave us a review. Kinetics USA is currently recruiting registered nurses from all over the world to work here in the USA. We offer direct hire, meaning you will be sponsored and hired directly by American healthcare facilities. If you're interested, please apply at kineticsusa.com/application. That's kineticsusa.com PTE.com/application. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for more incredible conversations.